kinder, gentler politics? Union boss who would throw a party if Bojo died is suspended. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 10, 2020. The British Rail Workers Union has suspended their own senior assistant general secretary over remarks on social media regarding the health of the Prime Minister, pending a former investigation. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson's ongoing health battle with the coronavirus has caught national headlines and united many across the political spectrum in wishing him well, some took to social media to express different sentiments. One of those was Rail, Maritime, and Transport Union Assistant Chief Steve Headley, who made his feelings perfectly clear when he said if Mr. Johnson died, he'd throw a party. UK newspaper The Metro reported the comments, when the Labour-supporting trade unionist wrote, "I hope the whole cabinet of Tory bastards get it too. I'll cry no crocodile tears." He continued, "If Bojo pops his clogs, I'm throwing a party." The paper quoted a separate post made later when Mr. Headley questioned whether feeling humanity and compassion should be universal, and appeared to suggest it should not apply to people we don't like. In a brief statement Friday afternoon, the RMT union said it had suspended Headley to allow an investigation into the comments to take place. They wrote, "RMT union statement on suspension of senior assistant general secretary." Following a meeting of the union's NEC, a decision has been made to suspend senior assistant general secretary Steve Headley with immediate effect while a formal investigation takes place into his conduct. Mr. Headley is not the first leftist to have failed the compassion test at a time of national crisis. As Breitbart London reported, Labour Mayor Sheila Oakes found new prominence on social media after she wrote he completely deserves this of Boris Johnson catching coronavirus. She was subsequently fired by her law firm and suspended from the Labour Party, but remains mayor of the town of Hayner as an independent until the next set of elections.